Well, this evening, as we continue marching through the Westminster Shorter Catechism, our question and answer 16. You can find that in the back of your hymnal on page 969. Question and answer 16. Did all mankind fall in Adam's first transgression? The answer: the covenant being made with Adam, not only for himself, but for his posterity, all mankind descending from him by ordinary generation sinned in him and fell with him in his first transgression. And you may remember in the first two lessons, the Catechism's been teaching us about Adam's fall into sin. And we've learned that sin is basically telling God, I want to be the morality Lord of my own life. I have no intention of reflecting your image and bringing you glory. I don't want your law telling me what to do and what not to do. And we also learned that Adam's first sin was eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And now question and answer 16 tells us Adam's first sin and catastrophic fall not only impacted him, but all of humanity after him. And our catechism is beginning to introduce us to the doctrine of original sin. And we're being reminded right off the bat that Adam was more than just the first guy God created. He was that, of course. But he was also the man with whom God entered into a covenant agreement. And that covenant wasn't just between God and Adam. It was between God and all of Adam's descendants. So when Adam was in the Garden of Eden, he wasn't simply acting on his own behalf, but on ours as our federal head, as our representative. In other words, Adam was acting on behalf of all his posterity. And now mankind descending from him by ordinary generation, that means the regular way mom and daddies have babies, and then mom and daddies have more babies, and then the babies have babies. All those descending from him by ordinary generation are now joined to Adam by virtue of birth and by virtue of our relationship to him as our covenant head. So humanity inherits the guilt of Adam's first transgression, as well as the corruption. If I can say it another way, everyone's born with a sin debt and with a nature that's been thoroughly corrupted by Adam's fall. This is why you'll sometimes hear Reformed teachers say that the Bible clearly teaches we're not firstly sinners because we sin. We sin because we're firstly sinners. Now, much of what our catechism teaches here is a basic summary and distillation of Romans 5, verses 12 through 21. In Romans 5, the Apostle Paul contrasts Adam's sin and its impact on all of humanity, all those who have Adam as a federal head. He contrasts that with the gracious salvation of Jesus Christ and all those who have him as our federal head. So turn there and let's look at a couple verses, because Romans 5 really exalts the majesty of God's grace to sinners. Romans 5, we're going to pick up at verse 12. Romans 5, beginning in verse 12. The apostle writes, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sin. So that's the condition of humanity Paul's laying out. Because of Adam's sin, men are born with guilt and corruption. To quote from the old New England primer, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. That's what Paul's teaching. Now look at how this is contrasted, how the apostle contrasts Adam's fall with God's gracious gift. Skip down and let's read verses 15 through 17. And again, pay attention to that contrast. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. And let's wrap up this lesson looking down at verse 19. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. What a contrast. Adam's sin decimated humanity, and now, to quote Paul, death has spread to all men because all sinned. And God could have left fallen humanity in that dreadful state, but he didn't. He sent Christ to create a whole new humanity by giving us new life, a new righteousness, the hope of a new body, and the sure promise of being with Jesus in the new heavens and the new earth. What an amazing gospel, and what amazing grace. Well, let's continue praising the Lord, singing number 260. It's not really well known, but it's an awesome hymn. 260, All Mankind Fell in Adam's Fall. And we're going to use a different tune that you will be familiar with.